Angelica. She don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my store. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play at romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
Time to figure it out. So that was I'm Sorry by Swell, then Angelica by Devendra Banhart, then Liability by Lord, and then The Bus Song by J-Som. So a couple of those songs were a little new to me. The Bus Song is something by J-Som, I've just been getting into that. But I was very in my mood tonight. A fun story about I'm Sorry by Swell was Thursday night. I went to Dakota, my roommate's dance on camera, like final show, and a bunch of everyone from this class that she's in. It's called Dance on Camera. It's all about videotaping dance and like how to film it. The title is pretty self-explanatory, but it was their final show, and one of the kids in the class did a really cool film to that song, where he's like dancing just along this hallway. He's like got some really sick moves. So that is actually, I just learned of that song, but Swell has some really cool chill stuff that I might play a little more of later. So yeah, that's it. We'll keep the jams going.
Stains when the sheets are washed. Sex don't sleep when the lights are off. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. And syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup. He's still dead when you're done with the bottle. Of course it's a corpse that you keep in the cradle. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. Syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup.
Blood money, how do you afford this ring that I love, honey? Just another shift at the drug company. He doesn't think I'm that fucking dumb, does he? It doesn't matter what you pull up to your home. We know what goes on inside. You call that ass your own. We call that silicone, silly girl. We're silly boys. Blood still stains when the sheets are washed. Sex don't sleep when the lights are off. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. And syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup. He's still dead when you're done with the bottle. Of course it's a corpse that you keep in the cradle. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. Syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup. Say to kill yourself, then you will try it. All the makeup in the world won't make you less insecure. You got weights in your pockets when you go to the doctors. Your favorite candy's cotton, that's why all your teeth are rotten. Silly girl, the silly boy. Blood still stains when the sheets are washed. Sex don't sleep when the lights are off. Still depressed when you dress them up. And syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup. He's still dead when you're done with the bottle. Of course it's a corpse that you keep in the cradle. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. Syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup. When the lights are off. Kids are still depressed when you dress them up. And syrup is still syrup in a sippy cup.
Baby, we were crazy, but amazing. arrived at the threshold zone. Downtown in the thick crowd, what did she see with my eyes on? Walk around with my head down, but I can't help with the threshold zone. Piano in my mother's home. You would show me I had something. Some people call a soul. And you drive top the sky. I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close.
Sweet as tea. pizza's a mother thrown in me so powerfully, just like she throws the arm of her brother. But I want it's a cry that she's not around most of the time. When she shows me up, hers and she is mine. Sleep to the freezing, sweet and right and merciful. I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing. But it's worth it, it's divine.
Nothing that I love more than that intro. You're doing so good, baby.
Wait, so Emma's here. Emma is here. And it threw me off my groove, right? Because usually I do it really good.
Yeah, usually transitions really are impeccable with this one. Yeah, I somehow slept through my 2:25 alarm.
Somehow,
I don't know.
Your body was like, no.
But... yeah, that shed some light on how I've previously slept through alarms, because I literally just, like, don't. I was in a rare state, and I just don't even remember waking up. But apparently I was in some, you know, half-transient, half-awake, half-asleep mode, and something just snapped. Whoa. And I was like,
I've got to go.
I can't miss this again. So here I am.
So now we're both here. Honestly, we're carrying this radio show on our backs,
I know,
to be honest.
I was thinking that on the way here. I was like, if there were tryouts for, like, next year's radio show, I feel like
we would probably make it.
Be in the big leagues.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think we're killing it. So Emma wanted to debrief on our day a little bit, because we both had a very eventful day.
We had a fun day. What have we done today?
So today was spring fling.
Yeah. I think I can break my day into, like, three distinct portions, which were morning, breakfast. It felt like every event I was at, whether it was a real breakfast, second breakfast, or third breakfast.
Wait, what?
Was
I couldn't find any breakfast.
First I actually went to a dining hall.
Oh,
I really,
okay.
I bet my bottom dollar on balling out in the dining hall.
Yeah.
Then I went to two brunch themed events.
Amazing.
Then I went to the actual thing.
Yeah, which has pizza.
Did the fling.
Flinged. Flunged.
Flung.
What, who did you see? Who?
So, okay, I was kind of sad because we got there at around 1:30. Mind you, doors open at 12. So I was like, oh, they for sure won't go on. No one will go on in the next hour, probably. Mm-hmm. And then it just, we kind of moseyed over. And we got there, and Metro Boomin had already performed. And everyone was, like, kind of a buzz about it. Like, people liked it. And I was like, no. I was the only one being positive about Metro Boomin, and now I pulled this big fan type drama.
For anyone who's listening, you know, and maybe isn't in the tough circles, I'm going to fill you in on what happened with Spring Fling.
Okay. True. That's a good.
So, originally, we had Yield, T-Pain lined up to perform, but he dropped out, what, a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Literally last week. About seven days to the minute.
Probably, yeah. Because of his son's birthday.
He forgot his son's birthday when he signed this contract to perform the show in October. Yeah. But then, with a week to go, he said,
sorry.
I guess I'll find a new headliner.
So what Tufts did was we scooped up Metro Boomin.
From some local school.
It was like Bentley or something.
Bentley.
But he was performing first today because he had to go there later. Mm-hmm. So Metro Boomin was having a big day.
He graciously accepted.
But there was like the whole convo on campus of like Team T-Pain, Team Metro Boomin.
Most people were Team T-Pain, not gonna lie.
A lot of people were, but like I think there was a solid fan base.
I was pulling for Metro Boomin. Mostly because I'm a sunny side up kind of gal, you know?
I'm just trying to pull. Always optimistic. I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm there.
So yeah. And then third portion of the day, waiting for a tow truck because my friends came up this weekend, but they got a flat tire and they're trying to leave in the morning, so they had to get their car towed.
At least they realized now and not tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we realized like immediately upon arrival, but we didn't realize that when we called for a tow truck at 5, it would come at 8 p.m., when they told us they were coming at 7, we were like, okay, ladies, we'll just take a little nap till it gets here.
Yeah.
We woke up. We were just kind of chilling, sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
7 comes and goes. We're like, so hello. Where are you at? They didn't come at 8. They came at 9. So we were just waiting for 2 hours.
Wow.
And we were trying to go visit our friend. It was a whole big thing. We're trying to go visit our friend at Harvard, another friend from high school. And he goes to bed at 10 because he's just weirdo, I guess.
One of those.
And we were like, we have to get there before Kieran's asleep. Like, my God, this is coming really down to the wire. Like, we kept calling the tow truck. People were like, please, like, where are you? And then help us. And then finally the guy came, and when he got here he was like, wait, why did you wait with the car? You could have just left and I would, like, I don't need you to be here at all. Like, you could have just left your keys. And we were like, baby, we called you at least 4 times, you didn't tell us this until you arrived.
Oh my God.
So that was my day in 3 chunks.
That's
the
nice.
Long version.
I don't have 3 chunks like that. I just kind of had like the morning, and then it just kind of moved along.
Now here we are.
And then I took a nap, and then I had dinner, and I just sat in my friend's room until she went to sleep, and I said, no, I have to stay up.
Yeah, sorry, I got a text from Meredith.
Can we
please hang out?
Apparently
until
everyone else goes to sleep for the show, but I'm scared of going to sleep because I don't think I'll wake up.
That's definitely true, as evidenced by our turnout.
But yeah, exactly. And that was my day. But we've got a PSA for you.
True.
Hold on to your hats.
Hold on to your listening devices.
Your listening devices. Here you go.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, alright. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun, alright.
message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Yeah, there was a time I didn't like the love, I liked the climbing. She was my sister then, I was running out of time and one-liners. And I was afraid, like you are, we're too young to know the time. So I watched the way you take your fear and pour the horizon. The point you have a word for every woman you can lay your eyes on. Like you own them just because you bought the time. And you turn to me, you say you hope I'm not threatened. Oh, 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 I'm not that petty. As cool as I am, I thought you'd know this already. Watch the woman dance and she is drunk. And she is smiling and she's falling in a slow descending funk. And the whole bar is loud and proud and everybody's trying, yeah. You play the artist, saying is it how she moves or how she looks. I say it's loneliness, suspended to our own like grappling hooks. And as long as she's got noise, she's fine. But I could teach her how I learned to dance when the music's ended. Oh, 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 and that's not petty. As cool as I am, I thought you know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. You tried to
lost in so steady, girl. Feel like I saw you dead. We were penniless and I was doing our best. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I would never leave you. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. Of me to keep you always company. I feel like I saw you dead. Spending all my nights in the world's prettiest lace. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I smiling, but I don't believe you.
So that's it for us.
That's all for now, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, all of our 1,000,004 listeners. Wow, there's so many of you guys tonight.
You guys are so supportive.
Thank you all.
Thank you all so much. This was Kale for Sale with Meredith and Emma.
Hey.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You killed it.
Yeah, thanks. I just rattled that one off.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm a pro.
I think this was technically our last show, right?
Is it?
Because now it's reading period after this.
It is. Is it off?
So I don't know. I don't know. I kind of just like pulled that out of the air, but
maybe.
On my walk here, I was like, oh, I bet this is technically our last show.
I feel like you're right.
But I feel like we're going to make a comeback.
Yeah,
maybe.
We'll probably be here next.
Spoiler alert, we're not going anywhere, ladies.
Exactly.
So that's that.
That's that. Except for now. We're going home now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to bed.
Okay. Enjoy your night.
Good morning. Night.
Good night.
Alrighty.
Here we go. We're good.